God damn, Jack. Hang on to your pencil.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, a very pleasant good evening to you. It's Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com from Fort Loramie, where tonight we've got a big SCAL baseball game. Fort Loramie entertains Rushi. Redskins won the first meeting by a score of 12-3. It's a big battle here tonight, a lot on the line between Fort Loramie 15-7, Rushi 12-10. Fort Loramie 10-1 in the SCAL, Rushi 8-2. Now, here's the lowdown. Rushi can forge an SCAL two-way tie by knocking off Fort Loramie tonight and then topping Anna in a completion game at Anna on Monday. I said two-way tie. I'm mistaken. Three-way tie. Rushi could forge a three-way tie. All three clubs would have two setbacks. They would have split their regular season meetings. That's Rushi's objective, win tonight, win on Monday. And then it's a three-way tie, 10-2, 10-2, and 10-2. A Fort Loramie win this evening here over Rushi, coupled with a Rushi victory over Anna on Monday in that completion game, enables Fort Loramie to take the SCAL crown outright at 11-1. And should Fort Loramie triumph tonight and Anna win on Monday, Fort Loramie and Anna would share the championship with identical 11-1 marks. Fort Loramie can take it outright by winning tonight, and Rushi knocking off Anna on Monday. So there are three results that could happen atop the SCAL standings, depending on what happens tonight and on Monday in SCAL action. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie coached by Jeff Sanders, 15-7 on the year, 10-1 in the SCAL, a number two seed in Division 7 Southwest District. Rushi, 12-10 on the campaign, 8-2 in the SCAL, a number four seed in Division 7 Southwest District. We'll return with starting lineups and more about these two clubs here tonight, Fort Loramie and Rushi, as the healthy but intense rivalry between the Redskins and Raiders continues on the Ball Diamond here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
It is a picture-perfect night for high school baseball here at Fort Loramie. Skies have cleared. Bright blue overhead. It was cloudy driving in over an hour ago, but the clouds have moved on off to the southeast, and no chance of rain. Wind is still. Blue sky, plenty of sunshine at Fort Loramie Rushi here tonight, high school baseball, on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad you could join us for all the action. We return to the Ball Diamond tomorrow night. It is Fort Loramie at Minster. First pitch somewhere around 7 o'clock, online on the air at 6:15 for Minster tomorrow night. It's the annual hospice benefit fundraiser evening at Minster High School. The Wildcats host the Redskins tomorrow evening at Minster. Now, these two clubs, Fort Loramie and Rushi, have played a number of common opponents on the ball diamond. It doesn't mean a daggone thing, especially in baseball. But we in the media do like to share this information with you. It's food for thought. Both teams, Fort Loramie and Rushi, have been beaten by Versailles and St. Henry this year. Minster, a common opponent. Fort Loramie beat Minster. Fort Loramie plays the Wildcats again for a second time tomorrow night, as I noted. Rushi lost to Minster. How about taking a look at Marion Local? Fort Loramie was beaten by Marion Local. Rushi, interestingly enough, has beaten Marion Local on both occasions this season. Rushi 2-0 versus the Flyers. Fort Loramie Redskins have won 7 of 9. Rushi Raiders have won 4 of 5 and 7 of 10. Fort Loramie was beaten by Anna in a game we covered on Thursday, May 7th here at Fort Loramie. Anna won that game 6-4. We also covered the Fort Loramie setback at the Dragons Day Air Park on Saturday, May 2nd. St. Henry beat Fort Loramie 6-0 in that game. Fort Loramie had a nice win here Saturday, April 25th in the Fort Loramie Invite, beating Burn Union by a score of 7-3, toppled Minster in the nightcap by a count of 10-0. In the first meeting between these two clubs, Fort Loramie won at Rushi on Monday, April 20th, by a score of 12-3. Meanwhile, the Raiders here lately have defeated Marion Local and Botkins by 11-7 and 10-0 scores, respectively. Rushi dropped a game Saturday, May 9th at Urbana. Beat Houston and Lima Shawnee by scores 11-0 and 8-2. On May 7th and May 4th, and back on Saturday, May 2nd, Rushi dropped a doubleheader on the road at Fort Recovery, 2-0 and 3-2. Both teams, Fort Loramie and Rushi, have been up and down in terms of offense all year long. Maybe the warmer weather, sunny conditions, and 80 degrees this weekend will start to bring out the bats. Both teams hitting better in the last week or so. A chilly start at the plate for both clubs. Each team with a number of pitchers who can throw strikes. It's just a case of who's on, who is off. Rushi and Fort Loramie both blessed with a pretty deep starting rotation. We'll talk about our starting pitchers for tonight's game in just a few minutes. I'm Jack Kramer here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins host the Rushi Raiders tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation, because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, over the last 21 meetings between these two baseball programs, Fort Loramie's won 14, Rushi 7, but Rushi's won 3 of the last 4 meetings in regional tournament play. If that were to happen this year, it would be in a regional championship game. Last year, these clubs played twice. Fort Loramie won each game 5-1, 1-0. In 23-24, Rushi was victorious 2 times. 5-3 and 12-2 back in the 22-23 season. Fort Loramie won by scores of 6-1 and 4-1. May recall that Fort Loramie won the state championship in 2018. Rushi Raiders have been a recent state Final Four participant, getting there 4 straight seasons, winning at the first of those 4. The Rushi Raiders in high school baseball won more than 100 games in a 4-year span. Coach Kevin Flippo in year number 12, as I said, Jeff Sanders, head man for Rushi, began in 2018 when the Redskins won the D4 state title. One of the most improbable wins in this series was earned by Rushi in the 2019 sectional tournament. You may recall it, 1-0 in 10 innings. Fort Loramie was 25-2 and ranked first in the final AP poll that season. Rushi was just 13-17 on the year, lost its first 7 games, finished a distant 3rd in the SCAL, but knocked off the Redskins by a score of 1-0. But Fort Loramie's held the upper hand over the last 8 to 10 years. And as I mentioned, Fort Loramie beat Rushi earlier in this campaign by a score of 12-3. Maddox Gubo was on the bump to start that day for Rushi, as he is here tonight. And in that game, he got off to a good beginning, and then the Raiders' defense fell apart, and Fort Loramie went on to win by 9 runs. Starting lineups are next, just around the corner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Meeting of the umpires and coaches at home plate right now. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, the key building components, pitching and defense, who throws first pitch strikes, who does not allow free bases, by that I mean bases on balls, easy stolen bases, limits the wild pitches, the pass balls, and of course on the defensive side of the game, the club with fewer errors, fewer mistakes, will probably come out on top. Key building components tonight, which opened the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Here is your starting lineup for visiting Arushi. Batting first in left field, senior Michael Voisard. Hitting second, third baseman, sophomore Evan Smith. Third, senior catcher Cooper Unverfirth. Fourth, second baseman, sophomore Quinn Hoing. Batting fifth, the pitcher, senior left-hander Maddox Gubo. Then sophomore right fielder Grant Bergman, followed by first baseman, sophomore Parker Lloyd. Hitting eighth, DH junior Sam Pringer. Batting ninth, junior center fielder Eli Borchers. As I mentioned, the DH is Pringer. He hits for Leo Counts, the senior shortstop for the Rushi Raiders. Fort Loramie starting lineup is upcoming next when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Is your starting lineup for the home-standing Fort Loramie Redskins. Leading off, the DH is senior Sam Igubo, batting second. Right fielder, a senior Carson Arnold, hitting third. Junior catcher Dylan Meyer, batting fourth. Third baseman, a junior Lucas Brandewey. Fifth, senior first baseman Jace Ruenkamp. Sixth is Colton Rose, junior left fielder. Then pitcher, junior Teddy Geyer, followed by shortstop, a senior Chase Bornhorst. And then ninth in the lineup, second baseman, senior Zach Dews. Tanner Heckman, sophomore center fielder, is on the diamond defensively for the Fort Loramie Redskins. The DH hitting for him is Sammy Gubo. Rushi to bat first. Raiders have Michael Voisard, Evan Smith, Cooper Unverfurth to start the game. Fort Loramie around the infield. Brandewey is up in the grass at third. Second baseman, shortstop for the Redskins, are well back as Voisard cuts on the first offering from right-hander Teddy Geyer of Fort Loramie, and it's fouled to the screen, strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing and one, and Voisard, feet spread well apart at the plate, as the 6'4" left-hand hitter takes a curve wide around the plate, a ball, a strike, one and one. Geyer again, good high hummer, swing and a miss, strike two. A ball, two strikes, one and two on Voisard to start the game, top of the first inning. Swinging into action is Geyer. It's a curveball down. Voisard hangs tough, gets a piece of it. He spoiled it to the backstop on the ground. And it's a ball and two strikes, one and two. Here is Geyer popping another pitch in there. Curveball up and in, missed. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Rushi wants to play spoiler and win the last two here tonight over Fort Loramie and Monday against Anna. As Voisard swings and clubs a line drive, single into right center field. Hit that right on the button to Voisard. He's aboard at first as he struck a 2-2 pitch extremely well and planted that ball in right center. In between the Redskins' two outfielders, Carson Arnold and Tanner Heckman. Well, here's Evan Smith. Let's see if he's bunting. Evan, right-hand batter. About 5'7". He's a small hitting target at the plate. High fastball from Geyer. Voisard had a good secondary lead at first, did not go. Head coach Kevin Flippo flashing signals at third. Geyer into a stretch. Here's the one ball offering to Smith. It is bunted up the first baseline, foul, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one. For Fort Loramie, around the diamond, Brandewey is at third. Bornhorst at shortstop. Second baseman is Dews. First baseman, Ruenkamp. Colton Rose in left, Tanner Heckman in center, and Carson Arnold in right. The fine junior catcher, Dylan Meyer. There's Geyer with a high floating curveball, two and one, two balls a strike. Voisard single to get it started for Rushi. Both teams have been hitting the ball much better last week or two. The weather warming up, and so are the bats at the plate for both the Redskins and Raiders. 2-1 pitch to Smith. There's a ball bunted in the air, foul, first baseline. 8 or 10 feet in foul territory. Smith is at 2-2 at the plate now for the Raiders. Fine sophomore. Outstanding potential. He's really delivered. And he has realized some of that potential here in his sophomore season. Been a pleasant surprise for head coach Kevin Flippo's Rushi Raiders. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball, undercutting it to Smith. Loops it in the air, foul, third base side. Third baseman catches. Runner Voisard was going on the pitch, and he beats the throw back across the diamond. It hopped away from Ruenkamp, the first baseman for Fort Loramie. He snatched it up. Boisard safe and getting back to first. Fouling out is Smith. Third baseman for Fort Loramie. Lucas Brandewey made a nice play in foul ground and launched a throw across the diamond, trying to double up Boisard, who had up ahead of steam on the pitch to the plate. One out, one on, Rushi, top of the first. Here is hard-hitting Cooper Unverfirth. He's been around 400 all year long in terms of batting average. Solid performer. Outstanding basketball player as well. He's pitched, played short, caught, done a little bit of everything for the Rushi Raiders this season. First pitch was down, a ball. Second pitch is ripped to the screen. Boisard was hustling to second on the delivery to the plate. The ball is strike one and one on Unverfirth for Rushi. Outfield is deep, shading him a little to the left. Even with a bag at third is Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Shortstop Bornhorst, shades second. Ruhnkamp holding on the runner. Boisard, late secondary lead, now decides to go. Throw behind him to first. Ruhnkamp then delivers to Bornhorst at short. Boisard beats it. He's safe. Stolen base in backwards fashion. Boisard with a big secondary lead, and he was a good 40 feet towards second when Dylan Meyer looped a throw down to the first baseman Ruhnkamp. And his toss to the second base bag was not in time. The long-legged Boisard beat it. Two balls, a strike, and Unverfirth, who fists one foul, right field line. It is dropping in no man's land. Right fielder couldn't get it. Fort Loramie second baseman couldn't get it. Neither could Ruhnkamp, the first sacker, as the ball fell about 10 feet foul beyond first base. And the count on Unverfirth is 2-2. Geyer with a nice pitch on that last offering, getting in on the knuckles of Unverfirth. Feet spread way apart at the plate for Cooper. Senior catcher here tonight for Rushi. Big lead, Boisard. Curveball is shot to right field. Humpback liner picked off of the Redskins right fielder. Boisard stays put at second. Ball snagged by Carson Arnold. Unverfirth out, fly ball to short right. And here is left-hand batting sophomore second baseman Quinn Hoing. He has really gelled at the plate as the season has come along. Boisard still at second for Rushi. No score, top of the first. Timeout called out on the diamond. Fort Loramie Redskins will have Sammy Gubo, Carson Arnold, Dylan Meyer in the bottom half of the first. Here is Geyer peeking back at second. First delivery to Quinn Hoing. Fastball just off the plate outside. It was belt high. Height was perfect, but it missed the corner. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Hoing. Geyer mindful of Boisard. Outfield playing Hoing to pull just a bit. He rips at a high fastball, doesn't connect. A ball, a strike. Some good heat on that pitch by Teddy Geyer of Fort Loramie. Dylan Meyer hangs the sign. Geyer's in his stretch position. Glove at his waist, throws, curveball. Hoing pops it in the air, left field. Left fielder coming on for Fort Loramie, under it, and making the easy play is Colton Rose. Curveball keeping the Raiders off balance in the top of the first. Nice job by Redskins pitcher Teddy Geyer, who gave up the leadoff sharp single to Michael Boisard, and then he did his job getting three in a row out after that. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie coming to bat on scores, broadcast.com.
With great support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCalle proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. Curlys meats.com.
It is the bottom of the first for the Fort Loimer Redskins. On the mound, Maddox Gubo, southpaw senior for the Rushi Raiders. And he sidewinds a pitch in there to Sammy Gubo, leadoff batter for Fort Loimer. And he sprays a foul to the backstop. No balls, one strike, nothing in one. And then Gubo pumps one into left center. It's well hit. Center fielder for the Raiders on the run. And catching is Eli Borchers. He made a mad dash into the power alley and robbed Sammy Gubo of extra bases. Beautiful job defensively by Borchers for Rushi. Gubo out on the long ball to left center. One down for the Redskins here in the bottom of the first. Carson Arnold looks at a pitch up and away for a ball. Carson, senior right fielder, one of the top three or four hitters for Fort Loimer. Gubo zips a fastball in there, and Arnold chucks it high in the sky, foul over our head. Press box above the first base dugout. A ball, a strike, one and one on Carson Arnold. No score, bottom of the first. Here's Maddox Gubo dealing just below the knees, and it's 2-1. Good spot, fastball, a couple inches below the strike zone. Arnold being played very deep in left. Gubo fires, Arnold bounces, a two-hopper to second. Easy play for the Raiders' second baseman as it's gobbled up out there by Quinn Hoying of Rushi. Flips on to first for the out. Parker Lloyd handles the throw. And there are two down for Fort Loimer here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Dylan Meyer. He's been well over 300 at the plate all season long. First pitch to him, a high fastball cut on and whiffed. Strike one. Left-hander Maddox Gubo can be mighty tough. He had a real good start in the outing with Fort Loimer at Rushi earlier in the year, and then the Raiders' defense failed. Hard hit ball in the hole to short. Backhanded by the Raiders' shortstop. He goes to a knee. Long, late throw to first. Beaten by Dylan Meyer. Infield single for him. Very good play by Leo Counts, shortstop for Rushi. He backhanded deep in that 5-6 gap on the left side of the diamond. Meyer aboard at first. Here's Lucas Brandewee, junior third baseman, also solid hitter at the plate for the Redskins all season. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on him. Each team with a hit. Raiders got a leadoff single from Boisard. He was stranded at second in the top of the first. A two-out base knock here by Dylan Meyer of Fort Loimer in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss by Brandewee. A ball, a strike, 1-1. In the stretch, Gubo. Slow curveball, grounded, third baseline, foul. in between Jeff Sanders and the Rushi Raiders third baseman, Evan Smith. A ball, two strikes, 1-2, the count on Brandewee. Left fielder for Rushi, extremely deep, that's Voisard. What wind there is appears to be blowing across from the right field foul pole to left. High fly ball, right field line. Rushi Raiders right fielder coming in along the line, and he misjudged it. The ball fell behind him, and the Redskins have runners at second and third. It appeared to be catchable. The wind may have twisted that ball from the foul line back about 8-10 feet fair, and it was not caught. It's going to go down as a fluke double for Brandewee, as the right fielder could not make the play. Grant Bergman came in on the ball, got to the line, and the wind seemed to carry it slightly back over his head. It was fair by 8 or 9 feet. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie, two down. Here is Jace Ruhenkamp swinging, lazy fly ball in the infield. Shortstop for Rushi's got it on the edge of the grass in very short left. It's hauled in on the play, but Leo counts. And Fort Loramie's rally is put down here in the bottom of the first. A couple of hits and two left. We go to the second, no score. Rushi, Fort Loramie, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We have gone local to serve you better than ever before. Formerly Wagner's, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie has found out from you, the customer, what you want. We've delivered, and we've got items on our shelves like Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, and a whole lot more that you asked for. More about Schaefer's Market in just a moment. Rushi stepping in to hit here in the top of the second inning. It is Maddox Gubo, Grant Bergman, Parker Lloyd. Here is a foul ball to the screen, and then a taken strike on the outside corner. Good pitch by Teddy Geyer, the Fort Loramie right-hander. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Maddox Gubo. There's a pitch just off the plate, target held by catcher Dylan Meyer for Fort Loramie. Nice frame job. Umpire shook his head, said nope, just outside. A ball and two strikes. High fastball fouled in and out of the mitt of the catcher Meyer as Gubo hangs around. 1-2 on Maddox Gubo. Pitcher, senior cleanup hitter, or I should say fifth batter in the order for the Rushi Raiders. Outfield fairly deep for Gubo. Looks at one upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Fort Loramie third baseman off the line about 7 feet behind the bag. Here's a pitch up and in, and it clips Gubo. It got him. On the left shoulder, Teddy Geyer, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, with an HBP as he plunks Gubo, who's on at first. Second straight inning here at the start of the game that Rushi has put the leadoff batter aboard. Nothing, nothing contests. Rushi, one on, none out. Here's Grant Bergman, sophomore right fielder, squares to bunt, does. Off the mound comes the pitcher for Fort Loramie Guyer, runs toward the first base foul line, scoops and shovels to Ruhenkamp at first, out. Sacrifice is true. Good job by Bergman of Rushi. As Maddox Gubos campers down to second, and here's Parker Lloyd hitting now for the Rushi Raiders. First baseman, sophomore, swings from the right side. No score in this game. Top of the second. Teddy Guyer has had runners at second to deal with in the first two innings. There's a curveball lined to short. Bornhorst snags, going to his left, runs and touches the bag, double play. Ball was ticketed to center field. It was hit hard by Parker Lloyd. It was a screamer. And with a lengthy lead, then a fine secondary jump, doubled off at second base was Maddox Gubo for Rushi. Nothing you can do about that. We go to the bottom of the second. It is Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie nothing, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located on South Main, formerly Wagner's. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps, and you'll love the new smoothie machine, too, at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town, Main Street, north side of Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. holly@schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Fort Loramie Redskins batting here in the bottom of the second. No score in this game. It's been played briskly so far. Here is Maddox Gubo starting off Colton Rose with a two-seam fastball just off the outside corner, and it's a ball and no strikes. Gubo again, yes, it's at the knees. A ball, a strike, a perfect pitch delivered by Gubo to Colton Rose. Colton Rose, a hot hitter lately. Tops one foul. No, it's fair in front of the plate, and overrunning it is Unverfirth. As he got out from home, left his stance in a hurry, but the ball had some backspin on it as it hit the grass, and Unverfirth mistakenly misplayed it. That is an infield single. Tough chance for Unverfirth. It is a base knock, although the scoreboard has given the visitors an error. We'll side with that. E2 on Unverfirth. Colton Rose aboard at first. Here's Teddy Guyer, bunt attempt, foul to the right. A number of bunt attempts in this game, one successful. Each team with a runner aboard in each half inning. No score, though. Bringing the bat back is the hitter, Teddy Guyer, and it's a strike. As Gubo whipped a fastball in there on the outside edge. No balls, two strikes, and Guyer. Let's see if he's bunting here with an 0-2 count. Throw to first, Colton Rose dives back in for Fort Loramie. Real tough scoring decision on the topper in front of the plate. Full swing, it hit the grass, had a little backspin on it. Unverfirth overran it. There's a late swing and a miss, strike three. Ooh, that was a blazer by Gubo. Late cut, Beguire out on strikes. Here's Chase Bornhorst, Fort Loramie shortstop, senior. third hitter in the inning. One on for the Redskins. Bottom of the second, no score. Rushi nothing. Fort Loramie nothing. Gubo, the southpaw, with a good move to first. Fires a strike above the belt. Nothing and one on Bornhorst. Outfield for him, a little to the right. Right fielder for Rushi. Somewhat snug toward the right field foul line. Here's a throw to the plate and a steal of second. It short hops the shortstop of Rushi. Second baseman backs it up. By mistake, it short hopped the second baseman. Shortstop was there in short center to field. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Bornhorst. Successful steal of second by Colton Rose of Fort Loramie. He's in scoring position. Rushi had a runner to second in each of its first two at-bats. Here's a pitch in, almost clipped Bornhorst at the knees. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Bornhorst being played unusually deep and left. Middle infielders for Rushi crowding the second base bag, trying to keep Colton Rose tight. Pitch to the plate, grounded to the second baseman. It is Hoing making the play easily for Rushi. Out at first, runner on second. Jogs his way down to third. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second inning. And the Redskins have a base runner all the way around to third. Ground out play went from 4-3. Second baseman Hoing to first baseman Parker Lloyd. And with a runner at third, Zach Dew steps in, and he takes a pitch called low, a ball below the knees. Zach, senior second baseman, swings from the left side, fairly deep in the box, lefty on lefty, low, ball two. On deck, top of the order, right-hand batting, Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie. Runner at third for the Redskins, two down, bottom of the second, nothing game. Maddox Gubo fires. Fastball above the letters, 3-0. 3-0 on Deuce. Very capable nine-hitter in the order for Fort Loramie. Gubo needs a strike, doesn't get it. Low and away, he walked him. And that is the first base on balls in this game. Fort Loramie now with runners at first and third. Let's see what Deuce is up to at first. The southpaw, Maddox Gubo, a fine pickoff move. He's on the bump for Rushi. Bottom of the second frame, no score in this game. Fort Loramie, though, with runners on the corners with two down. Here's Sammy Gubo. Outfield deep, around to the left. Third baseman for Rushi, Evan Smith, in front of the bag, and now we've got a conference on the mound. Zip, zip, or score, all level, nothing. Bottom of the second, Fort Loramie hitting. Runners at first and third, two away. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years has been Cutaway. Beautiful care means beautiful hair. We'll style, you'll smile. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire is Deb Gubo. Stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Ann Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years, styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's the one ball pitch to Sammy Gubo. He golfed at it and came up empty. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Gubo flew out to center to start the game for Fort Loramie. Runners on the corners. Two away. Changeup, belated swing by Gubo, rifled into left. Base knock between the third baseman and shortstop. A liner about 8 or 10 feet off the ground. Good piece of hitting by Sammy Gubo as he kept his hands back and struck a single to left. Runner on third, Colton Rose scampers home. Fort Loramie's on the board with a 1-0 lead. Runners at first and second for Carson Arnold. Gubo into a stretch. Looks at first and second. Delivers. Ball is undercut. High fly ball infield. First baseman Parker Lloyd, dealing with a little breeze, is back then forward at the edge of the infield grass to the fair side of the first base bag. Makes the play. Didn't have to travel very far for it as he caught it nearly in his tracks. But Fort Loramie scores one to break a 0-0 deadlock. We head to the third. Fort Loramie 1, Rushin nothing, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, don't forget, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster has a new subdivision under development for you. It's located near Lake Loramie, in fact, across from it. Wygant Real Estate and Development, new subdivision across from Lake Loramie. Phone Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster for more information. Ideal location for this new development. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Top of the third frame. Rushi batting down 1-0 to Fort Loramie. Here's Sam Pringer, the DH, a junior. Right foot deep in the box. Left foot even with the front edge of home plate. And he takes a curveball for a strike. First pitch was ball one. Second pitch buckled Pringer, who looked at it. There's a Guyer pitch on the outside corner at the knees. Low strike on the black. That call went to Guyer. Pringer looked it over, took it, 1-2. Guyer offers upstairs, ball two, strike two. 2-2 on the right-hand batting junior Sam Pringer for Rushi, which trails 1-0 here in the third. Guyer again, curveball, fouled at home plate. Guyer's exhibited a pretty good curveball so far in this game. Two-ball, two-strike count. A run, three hits for Fort Loramie, no runs, a hit, an error for Rushi. Here is Guyer looking in at his battery mate, Dylan Meyer, who hangs the sign. Guyer whips a pitch in there. Yes, indeed. It's strike three called. Belt outside corner. A two-seamer. Fine pitch from Teddy Guyer of Fort Loramie. First strikeout of the evening for the right-hander, Teddy Guyer of the Redskins. Eli Borchers, junior center fielder, steps in. He, like Pringer for Rushi, swings from the right side. Guyer throws it way up top. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. SCAL baseball standings, Anna Fort Loramie 10-1 at the top. Rushi third place, 8-2. There's a bunt back toward the mound. Guyer hustles off the bump, scoops it up, throws onto first base to retire Eli Borchers, who tried to take advantage of his good speed. Had he bunted that ball just a little bit harder and gotten it past Guyer, forcing the second baseman to charge in field, Borchers would have beaten it out. To the top, and Michael Voisard, who's got Rushi's lone hit, a sharp single to start the game. He was left stranded at second when the next three hitters for Rushi were retired in the top of the first inning. First pitch, Guyer to Voisard, foul to the left, a strike. Second pitch, inside corner, knees, strike two. Guyer hitting his spots. Good frame job by Dylan Meyer, catcher for Fort Loramie. Nothing in two on Voisart. Guyer again. Foul ball to the backstop. Nothing in two. Guyer with good command so far through 2 2/3. Teddy, one of the top 2-3 pitchers for Fort Loramie in terms of innings compiled. He's been a worker. Tried to get Voisart to chase. That pitch is up around the chin over the plate, but upstairs. A ball, two strikes. 1-2 on Voisart. Left-hand batter for Rushi. Curveball missed high. 2-2. Outfield to the right and deep, especially in center and right field for the left-hand batting Voisart. Pitch by Guyer. Below the knees, ball three, had him 0-2, and now it's full. On deck, Evan Smith. It is 1-0 Fort Loramie, which played it a run in the bottom of the second. We're in the top of the third. There's a curveball, spoiled foul off to the left by Voisart. Still 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Voisart for Rushi. Two out, top of the third. Redskins on top, 1-0. Wheeling and dealing, Guyer missed way high, ball four. And Voisart, after being down 0-2, manages to work a walk. Evan Smith steps in, third baseman for Rushi. He was out on a short pop to third in his first at-bat, first inning. 5'7" right-hand batter. Feet spread apart. Deep right foot is on the chalk. Back of the box. Swing with Evan Smith. And he turns on one. And he chucks a line drive fair between the third baseman and the bag. Rolling down the left field line. Left fielder for Fort Loramie. Works his way to the foul stripe. Scoops it up and gets it back to the diamond in a jiffy. That's Colton Rose. Voisart at first, made the turn at second, held on as Evan Smith corked a hard line drive single. It was between the Fort Loramie third baseman Lucas Brandewee and the foul stripe. That ball was really tagged off the bat of Smith. Second hit for Rushi. Two aboard for the Raiders. Two down, top of the third, and here's Cooper Unverfurth, the RBI man, in the Raiders' order, hitting now. He was out on a short fly to right in his first trip to the plate. Big opportunity for Rushi with the right man hitting. Runners at first and second. Guyer throws up and in under the nose of Unverfurth. Rushi mounting a two-out threat here in the third. Voisart was down 0-2. Managed to get off the hook and earn a base on balls. Smith with a smacked single to left is at first. Voisart at second. Unverfurth undercuts a foul in the air behind home. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Cooper. Rushi trying to play spoiler and beat Fort Loramie tonight, then Anna on Monday, and forge a three-way tie atop the SCAL standings at the finish line. All clubs would then be 10-2. Pitch to Unverfurth, way off the plate, a bender, missed by plenty. Two balls and a strike. Yep, should Rushi win tonight and knock off Anna in a completion game on Monday, and Rushi trails in that contest, the three clubs would all finish with identical 10-2 marks. Pitch to Unverfurth, swung on, belted to deep left field. Colton Rose looks up. Oh, he's got a head toward the fence. That's well beyond him. The ball rolling to the screen in deep left field. Two-run score for Rushi. Cooper Unverfurth clouts a long double to the left field fence. Unverfurth aboard at second. Two are in for Rushi. Two-out lightning for the Raiders here in the top of the third. That ball by Unverfurth was well over the top of the left fielder for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Colton Rose. He was fairly deep, not deep enough for Cooper, who blasted one. Two runs in for the Raiders, and Rushi's taking the lead 2-1. Quinn Hoying steps in, runner at second, two down for Rushi here in the third. Raiders have struck for two after two were retired. It is 2-1 Rushi. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
A long two-run double off the bat of Cooper Unverfirth has boosted Rushi to a 2-1 lead over Fort Loramie here in the top of the third. Raiders still batting, Quinn Hoying at the plate. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on him. Unverfirth teed off on one. He poked a monster to left. A clutch, two-out, two-run, two-bagger by Unverfirth, top hitter in this Raiders order. He climbed all over one. And now Teddy Guyer trying to retire Hoying. Bounces one to the plate, gets away from Dylan Meyer behind the plate. Unverfirth rolls on into third. Wild pitch. 3-1 count here on Quinn Hoying for Rushi. Third run available 90 feet away in the person of Unverfirth. And let's see what is going on. Second trip to the mound here by Jeff Sanders, head man, Fort Loramie Redskins. And we've got a pitching change upcoming. Top of the third, it is 2-1. Rushi over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Up, it is Sammy Gubo on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. The DH goes to the rubber with a 3-2 count. And a runner at third base for Rushi. Raiders leading 2-1. and Gubo throws one pitch and whiffs. Quinn Hoying, who was at the plate for Rushi, big out recorded for the Redskins, who stopped the damage at two. A two-out rally by Rushi enables the Raiders to jump in front 2-1. We head to the bottom of the third. Rushi in the lead, 2-1 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
As we return to action here in the bottom of the third, a little more quickly than we anticipated, Dylan Meyer takes a big-time cut on a 3-2 pitch from Maddox Gubo, hurler for Rushi, and comes up empty. He's out on strikes. That's the second K for southpaw Maddox Gubo on the bump for Rushi here today. One down in the bottom of the third for Fort Loramie. Nothing and two, the count on Lucas Brandewey. Now 1-2 as that pitch is upstairs and outside. Maddox Gubo on the hill for the Raiders. Got off to a very good start against Fort Loramie in the first meeting between the two this year. Then Maddox himself didn't help his cause. He had a couple of balks. There were four or five defensive errors behind him. Fort Loramie did manage a couple hits, and before you knew it, Fort Loramie was off and running. Gubo didn't pitch through three in that game, and the Redskins won it going away 12-3. And here in the third inning, strikeouts recorded by Gubo of Dylan Meyer and Lucas Brandewey. And the next hitter, Jace Ruhenkamp, hits a bouncing ball up the middle. Nice play, Leo counts, ranging behind the bag. And he whips a throw to the first baseman, out recorded. Beautiful defensive gem. Well done by Leo Counts. Ball was ticketed for a single to center off the bat of Ruenkamp, but it's turned into a 6-3 out. Fort Loramie done here in the third. We head to the fourth. It's Rushi 2, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Rushi Raiders own a 2-1 lead over Fort Loramie here in the top of the fourth at Fort Loramie High School tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. First hitter for Rushi in the top of the fourth inning is Maddox Gubo, and it's a 2-ball, no-strike count, 2-0. Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie in relief of Teddy Geyer. There is a strike at the letters on the outside third of the plate. 2-1, 2-1 on Maddox Gubo, who was hit by a pitch for the Raiders back in the second. Sammy Gubo throws a high, hard one in there, fouled over the screen off the bat of Maddox. 2-2. Sammy Gubo on the bump now for Fort Loramie. He's one of the top three innings earners on this club this season, along with today's starter, Teddy Geyer, Carson Arnold as well, and Sammy Gubo. Here's a high foul behind home plate. It's back near the screen. Wynn playing havoc with it. Dylan Meyer can't catch up to it. Real tough play. As Dylan was on the track near the screen, high sky, a little bit of a breeze playing with that ball. Wynn appears now to be blowing toward left center. 2-2 count, 2-2 on Maddox Gubo. Sammy throws in the dirt. Sammy Gubo's downstairs on the delivery. And it's full up, 3-2. Rushi in the lead, 2-1, top of the fourth. Cooper Unverfirth smacked a long two-run double in the third for the Raiders to give Rushi the edge. High fastball swung on, club to left, line single. Oh, it short hops over the shoulder of Colton Rose. And there goes Maddox Gubo around second all the way to third. He beat it by an eyelash. Unbelievable hustle by Maddox Gubo of Rushi. He drilled a single to left field, and it bounced in the air sharply up and over the head of Colton Rose. And Maddox Gubo, with fine speed, did not hesitate. He turned second and, like lightning, sped for third and beat the tag just by a hair. Good throw from Rose in deep left to Lucas Brandewey at third for Fort Loramie. But Gubo slid in safely. Here's Grant Bergman swinging. Humpback liner in the air over second. Single to right field. Run scores, and Rushi's in the lead 3-1. How about that? A triple by Maddox Gubo, single by Grant Bergman. A triple, a single off Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. And the Raiders have taken a 3-1 edge here in the top of the fourth. Parker Lloyd steps in, perhaps a bunting situation. Sammy Gubo stretches. Ball bounces to the plate, gets away from Dylan Meyer. Curveball was in the dirt. No chance for Dillon to make the play cleanly behind the plate. And the runner at first, Grant Bergman, high steps it for second base. He's in with no throw. Wild pitch. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Parker Lloyd of Rushi. Here is Sammy Gubo dealing, low and outside. 2-0. Fort Loramie's now gone two pitchers deep. Maddox Gubo on the bump for Rushi has been sharp. Gave up a single to Sammy Gubo that drove in a run in the Fort Loramie second. Maddox Gubo has struck out three in the last two innings. Here's a bunt back toward the mound. Fielded on two hops by Sammy Gubo. Flip on to the second baseman covering at first. And the runner at second for Rushi moves up 90 feet. Well done by Parker Lloyd. Sack bunt. Here's Sam Pringer, junior DH for Rushi. Another run 90 feet away. Fort Loramie's on top but two. Or I should say Rushi's on top but two. At 3-1 here in the top of the fourth. Infield in. Oh, it was a suicide squeeze, and it's fouled behind home plate. Pringer got a piece of it. Fort Loramie infield was up, and they came quick to the plate when the hitter squared, but it was fouled off behind home. Infield still in for Fort Loramie, not wanting to give up a fourth run and a three-run lead to Rushi. Off the plate outside, a ball, a strike. Sammy Gubo against Sam Pringer of Rushi. Runner at third in the person of Grant Bergman for the Raiders, who have scored one here in the fourth to lead 3-1. Ground ball between third and short. Infield was up. Oh, it takes an awkward hop and goes over the shortstop's head into left. The drawn-in infield could not make the play. Now, had the infield been back, perhaps a play would have been made, but a run would have scored from third. It's a single by Pringer who made contact with the infield in. He got the job done, and Rushi's in the lead 4-1. Six hits now for the Raiders. Conference on the mound for Fort Loramie. 4-1 Rushi, top of the fourth here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a two-run, three-hit inning for Rushi here in the top of the fourth. Raiders in front of Fort Loramie 4-1. Eli Borchers at the plate for the Raiders. Runner at first, one out. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Sammy Gubo delivers in the dirt. It's a ball, two strikes, one and two. Rushi with a pair of runs in the third and the fourth to lead it 4-1. Fort Loramie, a two seed in the Southwest District Division 7. Rushi, a four seed. Curveball. Hit on a line to the shortstop, Bornhorst. He catches, tries to double up the runner at first to throw across the diamond safe. Two outs now for Rushi. Ball hit by Eli Borchers was on the button. Just a step to Bornhorst right. He caught it, and now back to the top. Here is Voisard for Rushi, a single and a walk in two trips. Runner at first, Sam Pringer with a lead. Initial pitch, a ball to Voisard, who officially is 1-for-1. 4-1 lead, Rushi. Top of the fourth frame. Here's the stretch by Sammy Gubo. Big left-hand batter, Voisard, takes it up and away. 2-0. Name of the game in pitching, especially at the high school level, get ahead throw a strike, get the batter on his heels, get out in front. Then you can dictate the pitch you want to throw and location. Ball three, 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes, 3-0 in Voisard. We said at the outset, a big key to this game would be pitching. Who can throw first pitch strikes? And so far, Maddox Gubo for Rushi's had the better of it. There's a strike called on the inside corner. 3-1 to Voisard. 2 down for Rushi, top of the fourth. Raiders have scored twice in the frame to match the two they scored in the third. Strike two called to Voisard. Outside corner, thigh high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Sammy Gubo on the hill for Fort Loramie tries to make the comeback against Voisard. Lead at first for Sam Pringer. 3-2 pitch, runner going. High pop fly, foul. First base side, halfway between home and first. Ruhenkamp down the line, first baseman for the Redskins. Takes the ball in the air, and the out is recorded. Voisard skies to Ruhenkamp to end the fourth. But Rushi plays add-on and scores twice. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Rushi 4, Fort Loramie 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Giving us the opportunity to tell you all about Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. 4-1 Rushi over Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi Raiders trying to play spoiler here at the top of the SCAL standings. And with a win tonight and a come-from-behind win over Anna on Monday, it's a completion game. Anna is in front in that game. I'm not sure what the inning is. I do know that Rushi is trailing 1-0. It's just a couple innings in, no more than that, I don't believe. But if Rushi were to win tonight and then win on Monday, guess what? 3 clubs would be 10-2 atop the standings in the Shelby County Athletic League at the season's end. Here's Fort Loramie batting, bottom of the fourth, and first ball hitting for the Redskins is the leadoff hitter in this frame, Colton Rose, and he lofts a fly ball to Quinn Hoying at second. Hoying is taking a couple of steps to his left. He's got that ball easily. A can of corn in the infield off the bat of Rose. First ball hitting for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fourth. And here's Teddy Geyer. Off speed from Gubo. Swing and a miss for a strike. Pop out to Hoying. One gone for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a 2/3 swing by Geyer. It's ruled a strike. Strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in two. Here is Gubo, winding, delivering. It bounced on the inside edge of home plate and shot to the backstop. A ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 on Geyer. He struck out in the second. 3 Ks recorded so far by Maddox Gubo, hurler for Rushi. Here's the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss over the top of a bender. And he's out on strikes. K number 4 for Maddox Gubo. Here's Chase Bornhorst coming plateward. He was out. Ground ball. Hoying to Lloyd. Second base to first. Back in the second. Bottom of the fourth. 4-1 Rushi over Fort Loramie. Gubo hooks one in there. Called strike. Nothing in one. Gubo with excellent command. He is rolling. He winds. He fires. There's a ball hitting in front of home plate, but golfing at it, Bornhorst. He misses, and it's strike two. Nothing in two. Bottom of the fourth, 4-1 lead, Raiders. Maddox Gubo on his game. He's got the sign from catcher Unverfirth. He twists and turns on the bump, up and away for a ball, 1-2. Of course, Fort Loramie with a win in this game tonight. And then Arushi come from behind victory over Anna on Monday would enable the Redskins to win the SCAL outright. Here's a Texas League single into right field. It's about 30 feet fair. Right fielder came in for the Raiders. Ball took a sideways bounce, eventually played by Grant Bergman. Bloop single to right off the bat of Bornhorst. He's aboard for Fort Loramie, officially, according to the scoreboard. Four hits, that's correct. A single by Sammy Gubo, infield hit by Dylan Meyer. Double by Lucas Brandewey. And this single here by Bornhorst dropped into short right. He's aboard at first with two down in the bottom of the fourth. Left-hand batting, Zach Dews is in. First pitch a ball to him. Second pitch is a curve low, and it's 2-0. Fort Loramie trying to create some traffic on the bases with a couple of down, with a couple down here in the fourth. Two away. Runner at first. Gubo, the southpaw. Crafty move to first. Runner dives in safely. The count, two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Dews. Looking for a good pitch to hit here. Takes a strike just below the letters, outside half. A strike and two balls on Dews. Runner in first, Chase Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. Doubt that he's going anywhere. Down by three. Gubo steps off the rubber. Takes a look at his bench. Now steps back on. Dews in the box. Feet spread wide apart for Zach. Throw to first. Runner back. Two balls to strike the count. Two down for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the fourth. Rushi in the lead. 4-1. Here is the stretch. The pitch by Gubo. Grounded left side. It eludes the third baseman for Rushi. Into left field. Base hit. Well done by Dews. He took the outside curveball and bounced it fairly sharply. It was to the glove side of the third baseman, Smith. Ferrucci couldn't make a play. He lunged that direction, but missed it by a couple of feet. And two hits for Fort Loramie with two down here in the fourth. Back to the top. Here's Sammy Gubo. Redskins have something stirring in the bottom of the fourth with two away, down 4-1. Here's Gubo's delivery, fouled high in the air off to the right. Sammy Gubo has flown out to center and singled in two trips for the Redskins, who are down 4-1. A Fort Loramie win tonight, and Anna win on Monday. It's a two-way tie, Redskins and Rockets atop the standings. Each club would finish at 11-1. Gubo swings, hits a torrid liner, caught by the shortstop. Oh, what a play. Leo counts, leaped into the air, backhanded that ball high above his head. That was headed toward the gap in left center. Might have scored two. Big defensive gem in this game. Sammy Gubo pounded that ball hard. And a stellar play by the shortstop, Leo counts of Rushi. Fort Loramie out in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Raiders 4, Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience advanced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Fort Loramie. Rushi hits in the top of the fifth as Sammy Gubo whistles a strike in there to Evan Smith. Nothing and one on him. Curveball upstairs, a ball, a strike. That was a close one. Tough to take. The smaller Smith looked at it, and it was above the letters. 1-1 count on Smith. It is a 4-1 lead. Rushi over Fort Loramie, top of the fifth inning. There's a strike, a fastball burned right down the heart of the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Smith, who's grounded to third and singled so far in this game. Rushi trailed 1-0, scored two in the third, two in the fourth. Curveball, Gubo. Oh, Smith rips a line drive in the left field, a base hit about 20 feet fair. As that ball was hammered over the head of the Fort Loramie third baseman, Lucas Brandewey, on two bounces to Colton Rose in left. And the sophomore for Rushi, Evan Smith, continues to excel. He is 2-for-3 in this game. The soft continues to emerge as one of the Raiders' most productive players. He's aboard at first with no one out here in the fifth. Cooper Unverfurth takes a breaking pitch on the outside corner for a strike. The ball that Smith just hit was a hanger, a curveball by Gubo that didn't get down deep enough in the zone. Didn't have that sharp bite on it. It stayed up for Smith, and he cracked the single to left. Here is the one-strike pitch to Unverfurth. Lead at first by Smith. Ball hit hard on the ground to Bornhorst at short, and he can't make the play. He muffed it. It got behind him, rolled up his right wrist, and didn't get to the grass in left center. Close to it. It's a boot. E6 for Fort Loramie shortstop. And that is the second error of this game for the Redskins. And runners are at first and second for Rushi with no one out here in the fifth, and Quinn Hoying up to no doubt bunt the baseball. Fort Loramie up on the corners. Here is Sammy Gubo pitching to Quinn Hoying. Open stance, pop bunt, foul behind Dylan Meyer, the Fort Loramie catcher. No balls, a strike, as Hoying was unable to get that one down. Boy, the Reds had a golden opportunity last night, but Dane Myers could not bunt and get the runner on second to third base in the latter couple of innings, and the Reds went down by a run, unable to advance runners. That's been a perplexing problem for the Reds for a few to several seasons now, simply systemic. Just can't move runners along in clutch situations. The count here is a strike on Quinn Hoying, who stepped out of the box. Now he's back in. Gubo throws. It's high. Hoying brought the bat back, took it. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Once again, Rushi can forge a three-way tie atop the SCAL standings at the season's end by knocking off Fort Loramie tonight, then coming from behind and beating Anna on Monday. Raiders are down 1-0 early in that completion game. A couple other possibilities can occur pending outcomes tonight and Monday. Hoing looks at a high pitch. There's a throw down to second by Dylan Meyer. It's in the glove of Bornhorst and out. Safe is the runner, Smith, getting back in for Rushi. The count is 2-1. 2-1 on Quinn Hoing of Rushi. Open stance. Hit from the left side. Gubo looks at his runners. Hoing with a nice bunt back toward the mound. Gubo picks it up, throws on to first. Out recorded. Bunt successful by Hoing. Sack bunt for him. He's now flown to left, struck out, and bunted nicely to the first base side of the mound. Runners now for Rushi at second and third. Tell you what, the Reds ought to take a cue from the Rushi Raiders here tonight, who have recorded a couple, three sack bunts in this game by Rushi. Splendid job of the Raiders moving runners along. Runners at first and second. Oh, here's a bouncing ball to the plate. Runner on third. Smith makes a mad dash to the plate, and he scoots home. In safely, standing up. Wild pitch. 5-1 in favor of Rushi. We're in the top of the fifth. 5 runs, 7 hits, an error for Rushi. A run, 5 hits, 2 miscues for Fort Loramie. The hitter here is Maddox Gubo, runner at third, and it's ball 2-2. Maddox Gubo very capable of hitting a sacrifice fly. Infield way up. If he gets it on the ground, not at someone, it's very liable to snake through the infield. Swing at a curveball and a miss. 2-1, 2-1 on Maddox Gubo of Rushi. He has tripled and been hit by a pitch. Sammy Gubo fires. Maddox with a high foul out of play behind home. And the count goes to 2-2. Maddox Gubo clubbed the triple back in the fourth inning for Rushi to ignite that two-run frame. He hit a ball very sharply to left on a line. It short-hopped and bounced over the shoulder of Colton Rose, and Maddox Gubo sped around second. He didn't hesitate and beat the throw to third by an eyelash with a well-earned triple. And here he looks at strike three. Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Hung him out to dry with a big bender. It snapped in and over at the waist and caught looking as Maddox Gubo with the runner still at third. Here is Grant Bergman for the Raiders. With two down, a run in. There's the pitch undercut, hit in the air to short. It's on the grass in short left field. Bornhorst under. He dropped it. He couldn't make the play. My goodness gracious, Rushi tacks on one more. And the unearned runs for the Raiders are coming in bunches, too, here in this frame. A couple of errors at short before Loramie. Sun, of course, not a problem. Wind is very slight. American flag fairly limp in deep center, left center here at Fort Loramie. Sun setting off to the west. It's just simply a case of concentration. There were two down. That would have been the third out in the inning. But as a result of the blown catch on the infield pop-up, Rushi scores again. Here's a high fly ball, third base side, off the bat of Parker Lloyd. That ball's curling foul over the fence and out of play. No balls, a strike on Lloyd. Well, so often when these two teams get together, one defense or the other unravels. And I can recall a couple of regional games, back-to-back seasons. Fort Loramie's D was great one year, beat Rushi 7-1. Next year, Fort Loramie's defense, not so much. And Rushi won 7-1. This year, Rushi's defense unraveled at home. 5 or 6 errors against Fort Loramie, which beat the Raiders 12-3 in that first encounter. And here today, 3 big miscues, and they've been ill-timed for Fort Loramie, leading the Rushi tallies. The count here, 2 balls, a strike. 2-1 on the batter, Parker Lloyd, for Rushi. 2 runs in. 2 for the Raiders in the third, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Bergman with a lead at first. Gubo steps off the rubber, steps back on. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 in Parker Lloyd. We're in the top of the 5th. Rushi in command by 5, and the way Maddox Gubo is peppering the strike zone, a 5-run spread should be enough for the Raiders here this evening. A Fort Loramie win tonight over Rushi, coupled with a Rushi victory over Anna on Monday, enables the Redskins to win the SCAL crown outright at 11-1. Runner going, foul to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Parker Lloyd. And should Fort Loramie triumph tonight and Anna win on Monday, Fort Loramie and Anna would share the crown. Both clubs would have identical 11-1 marks. And right now, Rushi is trying to give Anna a boost. A Raider win here tonight, and Anna win over Rushi on Monday, enables the Rockets to take the title. Bouncing ball to the mound, off the bat of Parker Lloyd. Sammy Gubo fields, flip on to first, out recorded. We have gone through 4.5. Rushi with 2 runs in the third, 2 in the 4th, 2 more in the 5th. It is 6-1. Raiders over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And this is it. Fort Loramie needs runs. 3 more at-bats for the Redskins. Bottom of the 5th upcoming. 6-1, Rushi in front. Hitting here for Fort Loramie, Carson Arnold, Dylan Meyer, Lucas Brandewey in the bottom of the 5th against Maddox Gubo, who might be tiring just a bit. He's down in the count, 2-0 on Carson Arnold, who swings late and lofts a ball to short right. Second baseman out. It's hoeing for Rushi. Right fielder Bergman in. Bergman's got the nod. He catches, and there's one down. Fly out for Fort Loramie. Off the bat of Carson Arnold, hit it to right field. Big play ending that 4th inning for Fort Loramie was a great catch by the Rushi shortstop. Leo Counts leaped high to his right and snagged in the webbing of the mitt. A line drive off the bat of Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. Two runners were aboard. That ball with two down would have gone to left center and plated two and made it a 4-3 game. Counts turned it into an inning-ending out. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Dylan Meyer. who swings, drives one to deep center. Center fielder Ferrucci goes back. Now he comes in, and making the mad dash toward the ball is the center fielder Borchers. He snags it for the out. Wind held that ball up a little bit as Dylan Meyer gave it a ride. Nice play by Borchers, who took a couple steps back. That's what you're supposed to do. Then he darted in and picked it off. Here is Lucas Brandewey, who takes the ball. 1-0 is the count. Cooper Unverfirth started the previous game for Rushi on the road at Botkins. It was Tuesday night, and he was perfect. Run rule game, 5 innings, 15 up, 15 down, 11 via K's. Rushi with a very formidable 1-2 punch on the mound. If Unverfirth and Gubo are on, if they're both sharp, oh boy, here in this Division 7 tournament, they will give any offensive club plenty of trouble. Working a walk is Lucas Brandewey with two down here in the Fort Loramie fifth. Here's Jay Struenkamp coming plateward. Lucas Brandewey had doubled, struck out, now adds a walk to his night. Jay Struenkamp has popped to short, grounded to short. Gubo fires. Struenkamp looks at it up and away for a ball. 1-0. The line scores read as follow. 6-7-1 for Rushi and for Fort Loramie, 1-5-3. 6-7-1 Rushi, 1-5-3 Fort Loramie. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1. I said read as follow. I meant to say read as follows. There's a bouncing ball by Ruinkamp, right side of the diamond. Drifting off to his left is Hoing. Oh, what a play by Quinn Hoing. He took the three-hopper in the hole between first and second. He snared it on the run, galloping toward the right field line, and then flipped it back to his first baseman, Parker Lloyd, for the out. Rushi making the defensive plays tonight. They are turning in the gems. Rushi's defense is razor sharp. 6-1 Raiders. We head to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Rushi's got Fort Loramie on its heels. Top of the sixth inning, Raiders lead the Redskins 6-1. Sammy Gubo continues on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And the count, 2-0 on the first batter for Rushi. Here in the top of the sixth frame at Sam Pringer. A strikeout, a single for him. There's a pitch off the inside corner. I made a mistake. That second pitch, one of the first two pitches I may have called a strike, it was a ball. 3-0 on Pringer. He's probably got the take sign here, and it's up under his chin. Ball four. He's aboard with a base on balls. So a runner at first for Rushi in the top of the sixth. The Raiders leading 6-1. Rushi has turned in the defensive plays in this game. One by Leo Counts. It came back in the, what inning was that? That was a line drive off the bat of Sammy Gubo for the Fort Laramie Redskins. It was in the fourth. It would have scored two. Here's a bunt up the first base line. Dylan Meyer pounces on it quickly for Fort Laramie. He makes a late throw to first. It short hops the second baseman covering, rolls away from him. I don't know if a good throw would have gotten the batter runner. Well-executed bunt on the play by Eli Borchers. I'm going to give Borchers a bunt single. It was a sack attempt, and he bunted it so beautifully. Well-placed up the first baseline. Dylan Meyer had to truck a good 40 feet to get that ball. It was in no man's land, and Rushi's got runners at first and second. No one down here in the top of the sixth inning, and Rushi's up there to bunt again. And it's Michael Voisard who fouls it off. One, two, three, four successful sacrifice bunts in this game for Rushi. Add another one, a bunt single that was recorded back in the third inning. And, no, that may have been a bunt out situation by Eli Borchers. And nonetheless, I count four successful sack bunts turned in by Rushi in this game. And that last sack bunt attempt by Eli Borchers was so well done, it generated a single for Eli. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 in Voisard, top of the order for Rushi, which is played at six. Raiders trying to create more havoc on the bases. Voisard pops the bunt right at home plate. Dylan Meyer catches for Fort Laramie. Runners hang close for Rushi. There is one out. Up a lot of praise for Rushi bunting the ball. Finally, the Raiders fail in the sack bunt attempt. 4 out of 5, though, pretty good on the day for Rushi. That ball bunted out to Dylan Meyer. Eli Borchers bunted back in the third, bunted to the pitcher. First and second, one down for Rushi, top of the sixth. There is a low strike to Evan Smith, who's had a good day. He's popped out to third, singled twice. Sophomore third baseman for the Raiders. He is a comer. So much potential. He's realizing some of that here in his sophomore campaign. Here is the one strike, one out pitch by Sammy Gubo of Fort Laramie to Smith, who swings, flies one to right center. Center fielder for Fort Laramie coming in and over and catching on the gallop is Tanner Heckman. He picked it off on the jaunt. Runners hang at first and second for Rushi, and there are two down for the Raiders here in the sixth inning as Smith flies to center. Here's Cooper Unverfirth. Productive day for him. Two-run double clouded over the head of Colton Rose back in the third. He's been safe on an error at short and flied out to short right. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Two down. Unreferth swings in the curveball and fouls to the screen. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Coop. 6 runs, 7 hits, an error for Rushi. 1-5-4 for Fort Laramie is apparently the score here in the press box. Gave Dylan Meyer, catcher for Fort Laramie, an error for the low throw to first after fielding that excellent bunt by the Rushi Raider. Eli Borchers laid down a dandy earlier in this inning. I rewarded him with a bunt single, and in my scorebook did not give an error to the Fort Laramie catcher. Here's a ball, a strike, 1-1 in Unreferth. There's a high curve, 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. And we've got a conference on the mound. Dylan Meyer, catcher for Fort Laramie, comes out to talk to his pitcher, Sammy Gubo. Oddly enough, in the Shelby County Athletic League this spring, atop the standings, home field has not meant much. Anna beat Rushi at Rushi. Now, Fort Laramie won on the road at Anna. Anna came here and beat the Redskins. And Fort Laramie won at Rushi 12-3. And here tonight at Fort Laramie, Raiders are on top 6-1. Top of the sixth inning. Two out, two on for Rushi. Here is the 2-1 pitch to Cooper Unverfurth. Let's see if he curves him. No, it's a fastball. Hit very hard. Right back through the box into center. Runner on second for Rushi. Turns third. Here he comes to the plate. Throw home is cut off Agubo. Snap throw to third. Late safe at third. And the Raiders have got him on the corners. Another run in. Rushi running the bases smartly here in this game tonight. Single up the middle by Cooper Unverfurth. That ball is hit like a bullet right back through the box. Eight hits for the Raiders. A run in. Runners at first and third. Rushi playing perhaps its best game of the season on the road here at Fort Loramie tonight. Leading by a 7-1 count. Left-hand hitter Quinn Hoying is in the box. He has a sack bunt. He struck out. Flied to left. There's a ball low, delivered to the plate by Sammy Gubo. It is a 7-1 contest. Rushi in the lead. Top of the sixth frame. Runners at first and third. Stretching is Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie. He fires to Quinn Hoying. Fouled over the backstop. A ball, a strike. 1-1. And Rushi is in business, well in command here, up by 6 runs, 7-1. Again, if Rushi were to knock off Anna on Monday, and Cooper Unreferth no doubt will be throwing for the Raiders in that completion game. Anna's up 1-0 early in that contest. Swing and a miss at the plate, steal of second. The count of ball, 2 strikes, 1-2. On the hitter, Quinn Hoying for Rushi. Two more runners in scoring position. Outfield is up in right and center for Quinn Hoying. Left-hand batter. Gubo peers at his runner at third, and Hoying goes down on strikes. He golfed at a low inside curveball and did not connect. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi is tacked on one more. Raiders lead the Redskins by a count of 7-1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
First hitter for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the sixth, Colton Rose. It's a sharp two-hopper to Evan Smith, third baseman for Rushi. He fumbles and then digs it off the turf, throws to Parker Lloyd. It is toward home to the home plate side of first base, but a good reach and then tag by Parker Lloyd, who plants the glove on Rose swinging by, and the out is recorded. Another nice defensive play by Rushi. And here is a hit batsman, new hitter, steps in for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Teddy Geyer, and he's plunked up on the left shoulder. He's aboard, hit by pitch. Now Chase Bornhorst at the plate. He takes the ball upstairs, then a strike at the knees. Maddox Gubo in control for Rushi. He's given up five hits. We'll count up his strikeout total for you. Bornhorst swings. It's a line drive sharply into center on one bounce to the center fielder for the Raiders. That ball was scorched. A one-hopper to Eli Borchers. Good base knock by Bornhorst, and Fort Loramie's got two aboard with one out here in the sixth. Bornhorst with two singles in this game for the Redskins, who now have six hits on the evening. And here's Zach Dews. 7-1 Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie, two on, one out. Gubo winding, the southpaw throws. It's a letter I strike. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Dews. Fort Loramie would need to come from behind in this game tonight, and then get a Rushi win over Anna on Monday in order for the Redskins to take the SCAL crown outright. Rushi, with other ideas, fell behind 1-0, scored two in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, one in the sixth to lead 7-1. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the Redskins hitter, who bunts up the third baseline, well placed. Evan Smith, who is laying back, charges, fumbles, wouldn't have had a chance anyway. It's a great bunt single by Zach Dews. He saw the opening on the left side, as Rushi was not expecting a bunt to be laid down with the runners at first and second and Fort Loramie down by six, but Dews got the job done. Beautiful bunt single by Zach Dews, and Fort Loramie's got him loaded with one out of the sixth, trailing 7-1. Conference on the mound, Sammy Gubo will hit now for the Redskins, and a chance for some ribbies for the hurler for Fort Loramie. 7-1 lead, Rushi, bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Maddox Gubo to Sammy Gubo. First pitch is low, shin high, a ball, no strikes. Bases full, they're jammed with Redskins. Three on, one out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rushi in the lead, 7-1. There's a foul ball back off the bat of Sammy, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Maddox Gubo has been in control. There's been some traffic on the bases for Fort Loramie, which scored back in the second. but Gubo through the middle innings was quite strong. There's a low curveball, bounced to short, ball fed to second, one, relay to first, no. Sammy Gubo with fine speed beat it, run scores, two down, runners on the corners for Fort Loramie, and it's 7-2. That play went from the shortstop, Leo Counts, to the second baseman, Quinn Hoying, and then his throw back to Parker Lloyd was a full step late as it was beaten by Gubo. Second run for the Redskins. Play goes from 6-4. Run in. Here's Carson Arnold. First pitch to him is fouled to the backstop. A strike. We've got some Rushi activity in the bullpen, as it's possible that Maddox Gubo might not throw the seventh. Gubo fires, just missed off the outside corner, fastball, 1-1. Runners at first and third for Fort Loramie, two out, bottom of the sixth, 7-2 Rushi. Gubo swings into action, and there's a ball belted hard into right center over the head of Quinn Hoying. It's a single, another run is in, 7-3. Good base hit by Carson Arnold. As he pasted that ball sharply, Quinn Hoying leaped high, no chance. It was a good 10, 11 feet off the ground. Runner on third for Fort Loramie trots home, and it's a 7-3 contest. And here is Dylan Meyer. A gapper by Dylan could plate two more, make it 7-5. Outfield retreats. Very deep and left for Rushi is the Raiders. Left fielder Michael Voisard. The count of ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Dylan Meyer for Fort Loramie. Infield single for him, a strikeout, a fly ball to center. There's a line drive by Dylan Meyer, hooking to left. It's fair by about 10 feet. Left fielder Ferrucci hustles over to play it, and the bases are full. Runner on second for Fort Loramie, moved up to third. 7-3 our score. And a second conference on the mound in this inning by head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi does not take place. Gubo right back on the bump. Bases full, 7-3 game. First ball hitting, Lucas Brandewee skies it to short right field. Bergman coming in, he gobbles it up to end the frame, and Fort Loramie is retired. Redskins leave him loaded as Maddox Gubo Ferrucci gets off the hook. Fort Loramie scores twice, 7-3 Rushi heading to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are blue ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world. In little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Well, the first couple of pitches by Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh result in Rushi outs. Long fly ball to very deep center. Off the bat of Maddox Gubo is hauled in by Tanner Heckman. And then the next hitter, Grant Bergman, taps to short. He's retired. And then the third pitch of the inning results in a big-time double over the head of Rose of Fort Loramie in left. Parker Lloyd really teed off on that one. He massacred that ball, stroked it over the head of Rose. It got within about 10 feet from the fence in deep left field, a long two-out double for Parker Lloyd. The Rushi Raiders have really come on like gangbusters in the last couple weeks hitting the baseball. Head coach Kevin Flippo said to me before the game, yeah, we've got a chance to tie for the top spot in the league by Monday, but we have work to do. And it appears as though half of the job has been accomplished. Here is Sam Pringer to the plate, and he swings, and he drills a long fly to deep left center field. Colton Rose is on his journey, and he's got it. That ball was tattooed off the bat of Sam Pringer. Rushi hitting the ball very well tonight. Out recorded. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It is 7-3. Rushi over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Yep, here come the Fort Loramie Redskins to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. The home team's last at bat, Rushi in the lead 7-3. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Jace Ruhenkamp. Having gone the distance so far, Maddox Gubo delivers. There's a high chopper over the head of Gubo on the mound. Nice play. Shortstop counts coming in. Fields on the go. Flips to Lloyd for the out. fine defensive game for Leo Counts at short for the Rushi Raiders. Ruhenkamp out on the bounder, 6-3. Fort Loramie down to its last two outs, trailing 7-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. Gubo to Colton Rose, and it's wide for a ball. Boy, that catch of a line drive by Leo Counts. Leo Counts' reception back in the fourth inning when Sammy Gubo scalded a ball with two on for Fort Loramie. Had that ball eluded Counts, gone over his head and rolled into left center, it would have scored two and would have made it a 4-3 game at that point. But Counts leaped high off to his right, lurched into the air, and made a great snag. And that stopped the Fort Loramie inning. Here's a fly ball off the bat of the new hitter. It is Colton Rose. It is down the right field line. Here comes Bergman on his horse. He can't get it. It drops fair. Base hit, a single. A looper to right off the bat of Colton Rose. Well, believe it or not, Fort Loramie has now amassed 10 hits in this game. Maddox Gubo has scattered them. And he's gotten the benefit of some fine defensive plays and a machine-like Rushi offense here tonight. One on, one out, Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the seventh. There's a strike at the letters to Teddy Geyer. He struck out twice, been hit by a pitch. Two hits for Zach Dews for Fort Loramie, two for Chase Bornhorst, a couple for Dylan Meyer. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Teddy Geyer, runner at first for Fort Loramie. Don't think he's going anywhere. Gubo pitches, and Geyer cuts right through it. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. One out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the seventh. Rushi in the lead, 7-3, 7-9-1 for Rushi, 3-10-4 for Fort Loramie. There's a ball lined right over our heads in the press box here at Fort Loramie. That ball was sprayed foul directly at us, just up above on the press box roof. A ball, two strikes, 1-2, Gubo to the plate. Curveball squibbed up the first baseline. Parker Lloyd near the bag, missed it, it rolled behind him. He finds it, touches first, out recorded. And the runner moves along to second. As staying with it on the play was Lloyd at first for Rushi. And the Redskins are down to their last out. Here comes Chase Bornhorst to the plate. He's had two base hits, and he's bounced to second. Ball up and away. Runner at second for the Redskins with two down in the seventh. And Rushi leading 7-3. Here is Gubo. High hold, looks back at second. There is a pitch just missing low and outside, and it's 2-0 on the hitter. 2-0 on Bornhorst. I would imagine that Gubo on the bump for Rushi is pushing 100 pitches, and he's wild high outside, 3-0 here. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. Low and in, he's aboard. 2-for-3 night for the Redskins shortstop. Here's Zach Dews. He's gotten a couple of hits and a walk. He's a perfect 2-for-2. And to the mound, Kevin Flippo, head coach, Rushi Raiders in his 12th year. And everybody convenes. We're going to see what happens. And I think that head coach Kevin Flippo has taken the ball for Maddox, and we're going to have Grant Bergman coming on for Rushi. He enters from right field, and he'll try to get the last out. Rushi in front, 7-3, two down, bottom of the seventh. Redskins have two aboard. Raiders up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
I was mistaken. It's the other half of the Raiders. 1-2 punch on the mound is coming in. It's catcher Cooper Unverfirth, who was perfect this past Tuesday against Botkins. He faced 15 hitters in a five-inning mercy rule game and retired them all 11 via strikeout. He is on to close it and get the final out. Fort Loramie's got two aboard, two down, bottom of the seventh, and Rushi's in the lead by a score of 7-3. Hey, that Sidney Frisch's has never left. It's going strong, and it is as popular as ever on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Frisch's, enjoy those fabulous Frisch favorites. They've passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that superb hot fudge cake. And don't forget, Taco Thursdays at Frisch's from 11 to 7. The taco bar at Frisch's, 11 to 7. Tacos in Sydney. You'll love the taco bar on Thursdays from 11 to 7 at the Frisch's Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. On weekends, the breakfast bar at Frisch's, 7 to 1. Weekdays, 7 to 11. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 on weekends, till 9 on weeknights. And the new hitter for Fort Loramie steps in and cracks a single humpback liner into right. Second pitch thrown by Unverfirth. Advances home a runner and enables the Redskins to put men on first and third. It's a 7-4 game. And lo and behold, the tying run has come to the plate. Nice piece of hitting by Zach Dews as he stroked a single into right field. Now here's Sammy Gubo up. It is a 7-4 contest. Unverfirth maybe not quite as warm as he would have hoped to be. Gave up a shot to right off the bat of Dews. Here's Gubo, looks low and away for a ball. 7-4 is our score. Rushi up by three. It was 7-1 entering the bottom of the sixth. Unverfirth throws a ball. Then the pitch to Gubo is drilled high and far. Deep right center field out there toward the scoreboard. And Rushi outfielders are chasing after it. It's going to be a long triple for Gubo. And believe it or not, it's 7-6. Sammy Gubo has just unloaded. Longest hit ball of this game. Hit it 360 to deep center, right center, to the left of the scoreboard. Another meeting of the minds on the bump for Rushi. And holy cow, what was once a 7-1 game is now 7-6. Here come the Redskins. A bases clearing triple by Gubo. And we've got a contest on our hands. Wow. Rushi was trying to turn the tables on Fort Loramie here tonight after losing at home earlier to Fort Loramie 12-3. And now Carson Arnold steps in for Fort Loramie with a chance here to tie this game up. An error, a wild pitch, a pass ball, a base hit will get the job done. My goodness gracious, give the Redskins all the credit in the world. What a rally. Fort Loramie displaying terrific resilience here tonight. And it's a 7-6 contest. 12 hits by Fort Loramie. Here's Carson Arnold. Unverfirth bends a curve. High and in. Ball one. A ball, no strikes. Arnold 1-for-4. A base hit will tie it. The pitch, ground ball up the middle, Hoying to his right, snatches it for Rushi, on to Parker Lloyd, out at first base, and it's finally over. Rushi dodges a bullet here in the seventh. Nice play by Hoying, striding to his right, as he snarfed it up and got the out to first. Got the out at first, and Rushi hangs on to win it by a 7-6 count. Fort Loramie made it thrilling here in the seventh inning. Woo, what a ball game here tonight at Fort Loramie High School, as the Rushi Raiders down the Fort Loramie Redskins by a 7-6 final. This game saw 21 base hits. Fort Loramie committed 4 errors, and those miscues in the end proved to be the difference in this game. 7-6, Rushi wins as Cooper Unverfirth comes on to get the final out of this game with the tying runner aboard at third base. Oh, what a game here tonight for you on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll be back to wrap it up in a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Oh, Fort Loramie made it so interesting here in the latter innings in this game, plating 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, but falling short to Rushi, 7-6. Rushi had led at one point in this game by a 7-1 count. Rushi wins it. Cooper Unverfirth gets the final out in relief of Maddox Gubo. A few minutes ago, we were talking all about Frisch's. It's more popular than ever. The Frisch's in Sydney, still going strong. Great dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. You'll love that dinner menu at Frisch's. Don't forget Taco Thursdays, Taco Bar, 11 to 7. Breakfast Bar on weekends till 1 in the afternoon, till 11 on weekdays. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And so many thanks to Barker Insurance, which has earned a stellar reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies around. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure one of the most valued insurance agencies around. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we're on the air, Fort Loramie at Minster. It's a great evening at Minster High School. It's happened every year for about a decade and a half now. It's a fundraiser night for hospice. It's tomorrow night. A JV game, Minster-Fort Loramie, I think at 4:30. Varsity tilt may start around 7. We're on the air between 6:15 and 6:30 or so. Keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow evening. When you hear Van Halen jump instrumental, you know our live broadcast is just around the corner. Check us out around 6:15, Fort Loramie, Minster tomorrow night, a special evening at Minster. Don't forget, we plan to cover Fort Loramie, Sydney on Monday. Sydney Yellow Jackets here at Fort Loramie on Monday night. That's a natural contest for us to broadcast for you. Sydney at Fort Loramie on Monday. If there's a change in our programming, we'll let you know on our website, scoresbroadcast.com, where we flash our schedule. Upcoming three games are there for you to see. Just delete your cache, your history, get rid of it, and a new schedule on the scoresbroadcast.com site will pop up. 7 runs for Rushi, 6 for Fort Loramie, 7-9-1 for the Raiders, 6-12-4 for the Redskins. Our Sour Mug stars of this game, I thought Maddox Gubo was a bulldog on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. He got some great hitting support in this contest from Cooper Unverfirth, who cracked out a couple of base knocks. Looking down through the scorebook, two hits in this game for Rushi from... just one hit for Maddox Gubo, a triple. Grant Bergman had a single. Sam Pringer, a base hit. Eli Borchers, a single. Evan Smith did have a pair. Michael Voisard opened the game with a hit. 4 sack bunts for Rushi and 4 Fort Loramie errors. Those stats combined to make the difference in this game. The 4 errors by Fort Loramie and the 4 bunts by Rushi that moved runners along enabled Rushi to sprint out to a 7-1 lead heading into the bottom of the 6th. Maddox Gubo tired. Fort Loramie cracked out a dozen hits in this game. 2 by Dylan Meyer. Zach Dews wound up with 3, including a bunt single. Good night for him. We'll give Zach Dews the Sour Mug Star of the Game Award for Fort Loramie. And Maddox Gubo gets it for the Rushi Raiders. Splendid job pitching. It was a hard-earned victory for Maddox, as this Fort Loramie offense, give credit to it. It did not give up. It kept countering. Gubo kept throwing strikes, and Fort Loramie eventually got him out of the game. Cooper Unverfirth gave up a hit, got an out. Eventually, big, long triple by Sammy Gubo. Plated a couple of runs to make it a 7-6 game in the 7th inning. And with Gubo at 3rd, Carson Arnold grounded out to 2nd. Quinn Hoying, nice play to his right to end this contest. There was another triple in this game, that by Maddox Gubo for Rushi back in the 4th inning. Defensive gem of the game, Leo Counts, leaping off to his right, made a great catch of a scalded line drive in the 4th inning off the bat of Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie. It was 4-1 Rushi at the time. Had that ball gotten beyond the outstretched glove of Counts, it would have scored 2 and made it a 4-3 contest. That was a robbery performed by Leo Counts of Rushi. Raiders defense was very good all night long. Again, our Sour Mug stars for the Fort Loramie Redskins will give the honor to Zach Dews, who had 3 hits. Maddox Gubo, bulldog effort on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Fine hurling stint by Gubo. He and Unverfirth combined to eventually get the job done and stave off Fort Loramie 7-6 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERSinc.com.
And once again tomorrow night, we're on the air, probably about 6:15, Fort Loramie at Minster. Redskins against the Wildcats. Fort Loramie won earlier in the year over Minster at the Fort Loramie Invite by a final score of 10-0. Fort Loramie now 15-8 on the year, closing out conference play, 10-2 in the SCAL for the Redskins. Rushi now 13-10 on the year, 9-2 in the SCAL is Rushi. A win Monday by Rushi over Anna, and guess what? A three-way tie atop the SCAL standings. Rushi playing much better than it did a month ago, no question about it. Raiders on a roll. Redskins hitting the ball much better than they were a month ago as well. Both teams raising their game as the tournament fast approaches. On Tuesday, May 26th, Fort Loramie meets the Tri-Village Southeastern winner. Rushi has got a bye, and the Raiders in the tournament on Tuesday, May 26th, will play the Franklin Monroe Mississinewa Valley winner. 7-6 tonight, Fort Loramie victorious, or I should say 7-6 tonight, Rushi victorious over Fort Loramie. A job well done by the Raiders, who nipped the Redskins. Fort Loramie battled back. Redskins did not quit. Great comeback by Fort Loramie. It fell just short, 5 runs in the final 2 frames with the Redskins, who lose by a scant tally. It's a 7-6 final as the two teams split their regular season contests here in 2026. Fort Loramie won at Rushi 12-3. Rushi hangs on to win tonight by a 7-6 final. Until tomorrow night at about 6:15 or so from Minster, Jack Kramer saying good evening to you. Thanks to our online listenership. We had a good crowd joining us this evening. Beautiful weather night here at Fort Loramie, and we expect much the same tomorrow at Minster. Thanks to our online listeners, Jack Kramer reporting to you a final time, a final score of Rushi 7, Fort Loramie 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.